I'm a big fan of the way. I love the way. I just love knowing that there is a way. Right? I like studying the way. I like thinking about the way. I like reading about the way. I like exploring the way. I like walking in the way. I just like being on the way. I love when Jesus talks about it because I feel like, yeah, he's talking to me. Because I may not be there yet, but at least I'm on the way. Yeah, a lot of people I hang out with, they remind me it's all about progress, not perfection. That's why I like the way. Because I know I'm not perfect. I'm working at it. I just there's something about the way. And that it's a great word, and it's a very particular word in the New Testament. There's a song we used to sing with our youth group, Blind Man Sitting by the Side of the Road. Blind man sitting by the side of the road crying, oh, 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 show me the way, show me the way, show me the way to go home. And it's about that story, and it's not in John's gospel, but it's in the other three gospels about Bartimaeus, the blind beggar, on the side of the road. And actually, he's not just on the road, he's on the way. He's standing in the way. Disciples have to kind of skew him out of the way, but Jesus says, wait a minute, what's this about? So Jesus hears him because he's on the way. He's even in the way if he has to be. If that's what it's going to take to get Jesus' attention, he'll be in the way. And the New Testament talks about the people of the way. And when we get into the Acts of the Apostles, there's this thing, and they just call it the way. And the early Christians called themselves people of the way. Does that describe you? I'm not sure. Not sure yet, Pastor. What's this way, Kimosabe? I know that's a pejorative term, but I like it anyway. Lone Ranger. What's this way you speak of? I'll let you tell me a little bit more about it, then I'll tell you if I'm a person of the way. Well, that's a good question. That's a good way. Jesus says to his disciples, they say, it's a great disciple moment, right? Lord, we don't know where you're going. We don't know the way. And Jesus says, I am the way. He says more than that. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He says more than that. I'd like to end it right there. I actually thought about this all week. I've been reading this, and I was like, maybe they'll give me a pass on the rest of that. Would you guys give me a pass on the next line? I didn't want to deal with the next one. You know what the next line is? Nobody comes to the Father except through me. Give me a pass on that, would you? I didn't want to deal with the exclusionary nature of Jesus as the way. To me, the way is it's as wide a path as you can imagine. Even though other gospel passages talk about the narrow way, and it is. But the invitation to the way is pretty broad in my thinking. Why does he have to make it exclusionary? So I was prepared to give myself a pass on that. I thought you guys might be agreeable to that. We could negotiate. And as soon as I had let go of the idea of having to deal with I am the only way to the Father, the next time I read it, it had new meaning to me. I noticed something I'd never noticed before. Have you ever noticed that? It's when you let go of the stress, the expectation, when you let go of your prejudice about a certain thing, then you read it and it has new meaning to you. Listen to this. So just a little bit further along, Jesus says, the words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. When Jesus speaks, God speaks, right? That seems important. So when Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life, no one comes to the Father except through me. He's speaking as God when he says that, isn't he? I've always thought it was no one gets to God except through Jesus. Jesus says, no one comes, as if he is speaking. Do you hear that? Do you hear the word comes? No one comes to me except through me. Well, there's a statement, Professor, of the obvious. No one comes to me except through me. I don't know. That was just enough of a little for me to hear this differently. It's invitational and not exclusionary. He's not drawing a line in the sand and saying, you're either on this side or you're on this side. You're either with me or you're against me. He's not drawing a circle and putting all the Christians inside the circle and the rest of the world outside it. God help them, God forsake them, God whatever. Right? I don't think he's doing that. He's saying, as he has often in his ministry, come unto me. Right? He says that. Come to me, all you who are weary and tired of carrying heavy burdens. Take my yoke upon you. Right? I will give you rest. Come to me. Come and follow me. Come and be my disciple. He spends his whole ministry with this invitational word on his lips and in his heart to those whom he meets, whether they're tax collectors or prostitutes or anyone. He says, come. Come with me. Come to me. Come for me. Come be my disciple. And so when he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no one comes to the Father except through me. You hear how he's saying he is already there with the Father. And then he goes on in this wonderful way that John's gospel always does. It's just so circular. And I am in him, and he is in me, and I'm in you, and you're in him, because he's in me, so and he's in you, so when I'm in you, he's in me. And you're like, what? I think what he's saying is we're all connected. I think what he's saying is we're all on the way. And maybe we're all in varying degrees on the way. And some need more help, and some of us are on the remedial path that winds and turns and goes all over the place. Maybe you're lucky enough to be on the straight and narrow. That's a good way to be, too. But the way of Jesus, it may be broad, but it's not easy. Right? Why do I say that? Because when we accept the invitation to come and follow him, to come and be his disciple, we're accepting the invitation and the challenge to be as he is in the world. Right? To live the Beatitudes. To practice mercy, forgiveness, compassion, humility, purity of heart, right? This is not an easy way. It might be a broad way, but don't get the impression that it's going to be easy. When Jesus says, I am the way, and the disciples say, Lord, we don't know the way. Where are you going? You can just see his face fall, his heart fall. He's like, what? Face palm, whatever. What? I've been teaching you every day that we've been together. Love your neighbor, love your enemy, pray for those who persecute you. What is this way you speak of? Compassion, mercy, forgiveness. What is this way? We don't know the way. Well, I think what they're saying is, what we're saying is, we are largely blind to the way because we don't want to see it. It's just like my own experience with this text all week. I didn't want to read that one part. Let me just do like Thomas Jefferson did. You know what Thomas Jefferson, he just cut parts out of the New Testament that he didn't, you know, all those miracles and stuff, it sounded like magic. Let's just cut those parts out. I think you can still buy a Thomas Jefferson Bible today. I don't know. I have to Google that. But when I let go of my preconceived notions about it, the expectations that I put on myself that, oh, I'm going to have to wrestle with this exclusionary Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the way to Jesus. That's all that's saying, really. God is the way to God. When Jesus speaks of his Father, maybe it's different language. I don't think the Father-Son relationship is necessarily it's a challenging one for a lot of us. Maybe it's not the best analogy or metaphor to use for God. Maybe when we think about Jesus saying the word Father, we should say Source. Me and the Source were one. I am in the source. The source is in me. Spirit, he uses that word a lot. The Spirit, the Counselor, the Comforter. Me and the Spirit of the universe, the Spirit of life, we are one. No one comes to the Spirit except through the Spirit. So when we say, what is the way? And how do we get there? Maybe the answer is as close as our own breath. Spirit. Prayer. Just pick a beatitude if you want. I'll go with mercy today. This is the way. So the work that he talks about later, you know, the ones who do my work. And then he says this amazing thing, you know. I mean, he's done some amazing things up to this point. This is John 14. In John 11, he raised Lazarus from the dead. In John 5, he healed a man by the pool. In John 4, he was living water to the woman at the well. He's done some amazing things. And what does he say here? He says, you will do even greater things than I. Right? You will do even greater things than I. So the things that we do, it's not even work. I don't know why I called it work. Well, he uses the word works, these works. But it's just us doing and being what it means to be human in the image and likeness of God, in the image of likeness of Jesus, in the image and likeness of the Beatitudes, of the great commandment to love and to be loved. Thanks be to God. forth on the way. The way is wide. The way is for you. The way is an invitation to be in the presence of God. And it's not easy, but it is the way. And know that wherever you are on that way, God's Holy Spirit goes before you, beside you, surrounds you with love. Amen.